I've never been so swamped with paperwork. But we did put a call into Threshold this morning. Idel Conlon is their Southern Regional Manager, joins me by phone. Idel, did they give you the backstory to this, Idel? Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I was actually listening to it this morning, so yes, I have some information there. And
okay, the family who have spent over 50 grand rent in the past 2.5 years got a notice of eviction the day before yesterday, and then the Dáil, they started talking yesterday about freezing evictions for 3 months. Where does that family stand?
Well, I suppose the new legislation that's being proposed is a little bit unclear, but what Threshold want to make sure is that it's retrospective, so that no tenant and no family will have to leave their home during that period. So, you know, as you know, Neil, the past, you know, year and a half, 2 years, notices of termination has been our number one query. But 50% of those notices are usually invalid. So it's very important that people get these notices.
Why are they invalid?
A lot of the time it's, you know, some of the paperwork is just drafted incorrectly, or they might not give the correct notice period. And in that gentleman's situation, I think it was because the landlord wanted to move back into the property.
Something like that
can often be the case, but there are certain there's certain documentation that has to be attached to the notice if that's the case. There has to be a statutory declaration with it. So I'm not too sure if that gentleman got it in this instance, but that's why it's so important to get the correct advice around your tenancy.
So if there's not a statutory declaration attached to the eviction notice that he got vis-a-vis wanting the house back, should he ignore it?
No, I wouldn't say ignore it. I think he should contact us, and usually what we do then is we contact the landlord. Now, obviously the tenant has the right to challenge that notice to the Residential Tenancies Board, and we have been in contact with the board, and they're hoping that all dispute resolutions will go ahead, but, you know, it will be over the phone. All the cases that were listed for this week and for next week have been adjourned. So again, this is giving people more time. But I suppose, Neil, it's really important that anyone who has any housing issue get the correct advice. So they have to contact us, because as we know, there's many people who've lost their jobs over the last week. They now need to apply for rent supplement or for a housing assistance payment, depending on their situation. And it's really important that people don't hang around. They get this documentation in as soon as possible, and we're liaising with the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection and all the local authorities to try and get this done as fast as possible.
But you must be swamped, though, are you?
We are. We're all our housing advisors are working from home. You know, it's been a really busy week, but thankfully we're set up and we are meeting the demand as we speak. So nobody should hesitate. Just give us a call on 1800 454 454 and we'll ensure that everyone is looked after.
Okay, but in the case of this family, three adults and two children, Ono Ledeen, who spoke to me this morning, he's been served notice now and he has to be out of the property by July 30th. We'll be well out, I hope, of this scenario by July 30th. Is his eviction clock actually ticking now? Because, you see, his eviction is after the three-month moratorium.
It is, but we are hoping that Minister Murphy will backdate this. And we've been in contact with Minister Murphy and his department in ensuring that this is done. You know, it is very important that, I mean, this has all been happening with 2 weeks, really, Neil. You know, the uncertainty has been there. But it is very important that Minister Murphy backdates this, you know, for a few weeks, because there's just no properties there. And I mean, this has been an issue before COVID-19. There is just no properties, affordable properties, available for people to move to. And now we're seeing hotels closing down. So there's a lack of hotels there for people who are finding themselves homeless. So this, it's just crazy.
Where are they going, Idel, the people who would have families in hotel bedrooms?
Well, I mean, we've heard of a few hotels closing in Cork and Kerry in the last week. I suppose we haven't heard of anyone on our, I suppose, you know, anyone that's in contact with us, Neil, having to move out of any hotels yet.
Yes.
Thankfully, you know, whatever hotels they're in are holding on to people. But it is worrying for anyone new, you know, anyone that might find themselves facing homelessness. And look, this is why Minister Murphy is pushing this legislation in place.
Okay. So Owen needs to contact you. Everybody who's got an eviction notice needs to check with the lawyer or solicitor to see if it's valid, because they're quite technical and they're
yeah, and we'll check that for them. Yeah. They don't need to go to a solicitor to do that.
Because he can't go out now for viewings, you see, because I imagine there are
viewings. Nobody can do anything in trying to change their housing situation. So, I suppose what thresholds do is prevent homelessness. So, you know, we're taking this very, very seriously.
But doesn't it seem kind of ironic that they were talking about passing legislation to stop evictions, and it seems in this case the landlord or the owner, I believe, said I better get in fast and evict them before it becomes law. That's pretty sad, isn't it?
It may be the case, Neil, but I suppose we've seen a lot of these notices come through the doors in the last year. You know,
in the time we're at now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you would hope that people would hold off on doing this. There's no doubt there is situations where landlords need a property back, you know. But, you know, they just need to wait now. And this, as I say, this is why the minister is passing this legislation.
Yeah, but the only reason that a landlord would need a property back is if they've nowhere to live themselves, I would think.
Yes, it has to be for the landlord or a close family member.
Okay, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Listen, I appreciate that. I'll let you get back to it. What's that 1-8, is it a 1-850 or a 1-800 number?
It's 1-800-454-454.
1-800-454-454.
And our email, Neil, because a lot of our communication now is through email, so it's advicecork@threshold.ie.
Advice Cork, all one word, @threshold.ie. Thank you, Adele. I'll let you get back to it.
Thanks, Nate.
Doug Conlon, Southern Regional Manager with Threshold.